Again, with them, walk with these, and know each one is separately. Cheresh has its din, and Cheresh and Shaita has its own din. I think Mor says, for me to turn the sefer, since the sefer Mishnah says that Reb Yudah's machshir bekotin, mechlal, that's the proof. The ratio of Reb Yudah, the ratio of the Mishnah is not Reb Yudah shita. Because otherwise, what do you have to say at the end? Reb Yudah says the ratio is also Reb Yudah. So Mor says no. Dilma, maybe really I tell you, kulu Reb Yudah. The Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudah. But for trei gavne kotin, there are two types of a cotton, and for chasur mechsa, something is missing over here. This is the way it should be learned. Hakol k'shem says the Megillah. Everybody's kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz excluding mecheres straight to the cotton. But the matter of Mormon was this said that a cotton is possible. The cotton shliig in the chinuch. If he's less than 6 or 7 years old, he didn't come to the mitzvah of chinuch yet. Av a cotton shliig is 6 or 7 years old already. There's a gila chinuch already. Then afil lechachil kosher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Reb Yehuda machshir b'kotin. Reb Yehuda shiter is the old cotton could learn the Megillah. You now learn some Rashi's.
On the chilinat yotzo, that's b'kotin shle yegila chinuch. Avle yegila chinuch. I feel like a chilah shari. The mashari is a very shvedus Rashi. The chur of it's lo yegila chinuch. I feel like the ever chilinat yotzo. It's like nothing. Rashi yegila chinuch means mitzvahs. To go in ben teisha or ben nesa. It's also shvur. Kedemina biyuma perik basur. Usually that shear of 9 and 10, the Gemara said that's for a tainus. For a tainus, it's shver to mechayev a 6-7-year-old kid. But usually by Shah Mitzvahs, when he's 6 or 7, he's already a bar chiyuve. Or even that, it depends, calls him on the cotton, could understand the mitzvah, he has enough das to know why they're learning the Megillah, like he knows the story about the Megillah, why we're learning it, he's already mechayev. Also, this is shver, this Rashi. Why he picks on the chiyuv of 9 and 10, like the shear of fasting. We want to find now this Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Who the Yevit in? Look at Chidulai, that for the Yevit when the Cheresh lane to Megillah you are Yotz. It's only Mitzchili not Yotzim. Eloho, the Tony Reb Yehuda, Bread the Reb Shim Ben Pazi. There's another Braisa that says what? Cheresh HaMedabe, Vienna Shemeya. His term look at Chilo, he could make Truma even with Chilo. So you see this such a Shita, that even though you can't hear it to your ears, your Yotze Metchila is Lechurimani, who is a Golite. So we're going to go back to the same Gemara we had before over again. Like Metchila, we only have our Mishnah. There's two Mam Yomer in the Mishnah. We have Yud and Rabbi Yossi. So if we're saying that Rabbi Yud holds that Metchila, you shouldn't do it, then this Mishnah says Metchila, you could do it, goes like nobody. Because more money. Lori Rabbi Yud, Lori Rabbi Yossi. He Rabbi Yud, Diev, within the Lechila Light. Even though Rabbi Yud says now Mishnah, if you correct Kriyashma, Loyashmil Yosna Yotze, we're saying it's only for the Evan. That's why the Mikra Megillah, Metchila, you should not blame the Megillah Cheresh. Elamai, I Rabbi Yossi, the Evan, I'm a Rabbi Yossi, I feel about the Evan at Yotze the Mitzvah. So who does this bright to go like Rabbi Shimon ben Pazit, it says a Cheresh, I'm a Dabir, even Metchila, he's allowed to make off Truma, say the Brocha. Elamai, the Gemara, my Lechur, what you have to say is Rabbi Yehuda, the Filo Ketchila Nami. You have to say, if Yehuda Shita, Tanakam of our mission holds, that Afilo Metchila, you could be Yotze Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Even though you don't hear it to your ears, he doesn't dance in Shema, you have to hear it to your ears. Eloha Ditanya, Lo Yevorech, Now, the Gemara can't be either. Eloha Ditanya, this is the bright we had. Lo Yevorech Adam, Virchat Samozim, Beliboy. You should not bench Beliboy. Other the Yimberech Yotza, above the effort, you are Yotza. You see, Claude, there's a middleman Diyama. That Metchila, if you can't hear, don't do it. But the Yevad Yuaya, it's the Churmani. Lo Yav Yehuda, Lo Yav Yaisi. Because here, Rabbi Yehuda, that now we want to say, you are my Filuch Metchila Nami. We're going now to Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even Metchila, you're allowed to say the Shema, even though you don't hear it. And that's the Shema Ben Pazi Zalocha. So it's Shver here, it says, you should not bench Metchila. We, Rabbi Yaisi, it's also Shver. Ha'omar, I feel the Yevad Nami Loi. Yav Yaisi, I feel the Yevad, you're not Yotze Mitzvah Krishmam. If you didn't hear what you said, you yotza. Yes, whose sheet is this? So the morally oylam Yav Yehuda, like I said before, you have to say like Yav Yehuda ve'afilo ketchila nami. Yav Yehuda himself holds that even metchila you are allowed to say shema, even though you don't hear it. Vulei kasha, I just see there's one bryce that says lo yivorach adam v'rchas hamozin that metchila you should not bench only b'di'evin you are yotza. Who does that go like? The Torah says there's two Rabbi Yehudas. For the day, his own memorial, for the Rabbi. One of Yehuda saying over the name of his Rebbe. Titania, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Mishum Rebbe Lezer ben Azai, saying over the name of his Rebbe. HaKoreshma, Vileni, Kriyashma, Sorosh Yeshmili Yoznoi. Hey, Mitzchila, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Shenema, Shema Yisrael, Shema means here. Omer Rebbe Meyes, Dr. Meyes Rik, Hare Yehoi, Masher, Onechi, Mitzavach, Ayoyim, Alav Avecha. Salav Avecha, Mashma, Acha, Kavona, Salev. Hey, Nehen Advorim. That Rabbi, you said it, even though you don't hear it, that's also enough to be Yotze. So, this Teretz is, Rabbi Yehuda holds the shame is ready, that Yotze Metchil is good. Nochmul Zotimor, the Hashtar, the Yasl Hochi, that you have what the Rabbi Meir, that says the Ferish Metchil is Yotze. So we have already our three man the Yomim, you don't have to make two Rabbi Yehudis. His Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda Karabis relay. Now everything seems very good. You have Yehuda from now, Mishnah, and that's Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah, Megillah, that holds Metchilah. You're not supposed to say something if you can't hear it. Therefore, Cherish and not learn the Megillah. It's only the Eved Yotza, like Kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. What was the Kasha on this to say our Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Eved, it's only the Eved Yotza, not Metchilah, that there was a Bryce that says, Klo, Metchilah, it's Mutter. Here it says, that goes according to Rabbi Meir, the third man, the Yomah. Good, so the kids, so we have our three shittas, whether the Rabbi Yehuda holds b'dievad yinat yotzah, Rabbi Yehuda shittah is metchila, don't do it, only b'dievad yotzah, the Meir shittah is yotzah metchila. What's the halacha? Om Rav Chizda, Om Rav Shein halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Shiyomah mishum Rav Loza ben Azayah. The what, Aravadim metchila, you should hear it. Say it loud enough to hear it. Because b'dievad do yotzah. So it's a halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is also like Rabbi Yehuda shittah. For now, Mishnah. That metchila, b'dievad you are yotzah. We don't need these two members, the Khurit's chasing over the same thing. The Rashba Harloch, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kriyashma Shleshmili Yosna is Yotza. The Khurit's the same thing. But the Khurit's Rich, you need these two Halochis. The Yashmin Halocha, Rabbi Yehuda, if you would just say Halocha, like Rabbi Yehuda, means that Tanakam of our Mishnah, that said you just say Shema and you don't hear Yotza, have a mean, I would think after look at Chila. After Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakam means even with Chila you're allowed to do it, that's Halocha. Kamash Mula no. Halacha Krab Yehuda Shama Mishum of Loza Ben Azayah. And what it's only b'dievad Yiyotzah. But Avadim Metchilu when you say Shema, you're supposed to speak it out to hear it. Marvi Yashmin Halacha Krab Yehuda Shama Mishum of Loza Ben Azayah. Let him just say that halacha. There it's a claw. That Metchilu you're supposed to hear. And b'dievad Yiyotzah. Hava Mina I would think he says Loshin Sorech. You're supposed to hear V'yele Takono. But b'dievad if you did not hear, maybe not Yotzarum. Kamash mana loch Rabbi Yehuda, but avad and avad, if the effort you are yotze. Trash min v'yem l'takon aflu b'dievet, I can make a mistake and say, every Yehuda you're supposed to, but if you don't, even b'dievet you're not yotze. Kamash mana no, not sell off. And matchilo, whenever you make a broch, anything you say shema, you're supposed to say it loud enough that you yourself can hear it, because b'dievet, if you didn't hear it, you are yotze. Omer Rabbi Yosef, machlekes b'krishma, there's only machlekes by krishma. Abu Bishar mitzvah, word means by the Rashi of Kol HaBrochis. Mitzvah here means all of the brochis is a mitzvah you have to speak out. The Rehaka Layot. Abdab Yasin, you're not Yotza. The Chsiv, Haske is to Shema Yisrael. His Haske is a Goshen Starkeit, be strong. And Shema Yisrael, you have to listen. That's going to call a mitzvah. So all mitzvahs is Shema, you have to hear. But the more mitzvah, and often we have a Gerbite before. Well, Yevorach Adam Birchas Hamozim, believe me, the Yevorach Yotza, you see, for the Yevon, you are Yotza benching. All right, that's other mitzvahs. You see, you don't have to have a Shema laws night. Amar Yalei Itmar, Reb Chizalach Ochi Itmar. Omer Rab Yosef, Machlekes B'Krishma. Forget the whole Machlekes in the Mishnah. We have Yosef in the Yehud, there's only Machlekes by Krishma. They'll see Shema Yisrael. That was Reb Yosef's Svara. Shema means you have to hear it. Abba B'Sham mitzvahs, Tivrihako Yotza. It's even he holds, even Rabbi Yosi holds your yotzer by Shah mitzvah. That's this man, the Yamashita. I for tomorrow will exceed Haske to Shema Yisrael, as master by Shah mitzvah, Haske to listen to the Torah, who Shema Yisrael, you have to listen, means you have to hear what you're saying. And tomorrow, who would do with Torah exceed? It's not talking about doing the mitzvahs of an Amiram, it's talking about learning Torah. And when you learn Torah, you have to matzah, mutzah when you learn Torah. The Drash Yahu, Haske to Shema, but do with Torah exceed. To the Armina Perikaroy, the last Perik, the last Dafin, next to the last Dafin, Techtam, Kitsu Asmachem, like chop up yourself, I'll give you terror. When you come to learn terror, it's hard, you have to matzah, as if you're like killing yourself. And Mara says, then, if you may miss Asmachem, I'll give you terror. That's what Haskes means, the Shema Yisrael. But it doesn't pertain to the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah, l'aloch, we hold, even though you don't hear the bracha, you are yotzei the bracha. But Abdi, you spoke it out. Right. Mishnah said, Korah, l'adikdik b'yotzei yoseh, you said the Krishna, but you were medagdi, you were mefarish it very clearly. It's a machlekes to be yotzei. Omer Avtovi, Omer Avyash, l'aloch, k'divrei shneim l'okim. The word in both halach is that even though lo yashmil yaznoi is yotzei, and I feel lo yadikdik b'yotzei yoseh, yet both chasroinis, still you mekayim the mitzvah Krishna. Avdi, you said it, yotzei. The Yomar Avtov, Yomar Avyash, you mind it says, Sholosh Heino Loisiz Banim. There are three things that never filled up, never satisfied. Sho'ol, that means the Kfuru, when you bury people, I says, the people never stop dying. The Yotzer Rochem, is how many children you can have, it's never satisfied. And the next thing the Pasuk says is Oritz, means how much rain comes down on the ground, no matter how much rain comes, it can always use more and more rain. For the Yomar Avchima Inyan Sho'ol Eitzel Rechem. What does the grave got to do with the Rechem giving birth? Eloi Meluch, Ma Rechem, just like the Rechem, Machnis. So might see if the Odom puts the Zer into the Isha, and then she's might see the blood, is Avshol, the same thing the grave, is Machnis. We put the Mesim into the grave, or might see Avad will come at Chiyas the Mesim, or come out of the grave. The Mar Valoi Dvorim Kal Vachoymo. Or Ma Rechem, Madach, when you have Tashmish with your wife, Shemach Nisin Boy Vachashoy. It's always done quietly, privately. When the Zerah goes into Isha, it's very quietly, but Sneus is Motsiyim Imenu. When Isha gives birth, is Bekele Kelis, is pregnant, there's labor pain, she's Kele Kelis, is a Bezoi Shol, is a Kavachayim to a grave. Shemach Nisim by Bekele Kelis, if somebody's Nisim will make a Kuram, everybody's crying about it. Is a Nadin, Avad and Avad, is Shemotsiyim Imenu Bekele Kelis. And it'll come to Tchilas and Nisim, after the Nisim, then there'll be Kele Kelis, everybody would be jumping the joy with the Tchilas and Nisim. Mikan Shuba Le'oimir Main Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. It is arrived in a Pasuk in Mishlei that is Tchias HaMesim. Rashi Shol B'yotzer Rechem Pasuk Hu B'Sefer Mishlei Shol L'Sheino L'Tzis Banim Rechem Machnis Hazera U'Moitzi Avlad Shol is Kever Shemachnisim Boi V'Kril L'Kril L'Shol Bechi Yemistay. When you bury somebody, he's crying in a Seidim. And when he comes out Tchias HaMesim, there'll be much more. Tony Rabbi Shia Kaimi the Rover. Uchsavtum is Hakil Bitsav. Uchsavt Rashi Shtek Siva Tomu Shleim. When you write a mezuzah, you have to write the whole Parashia Gesunta Ksiva. These are Al Halachis of Oisis, how you had the Medak the Claw, the Al of the Bez Gimel. So if the Achidish Afilu Tzavoy, even the Parashia of Krishna, when it says Al Mezuzah's Pesecha, even the Tzivu, to put up a mezuzah, you also have to write in the mezuzah. The Rashi Afilu Tzavoy, Shibapasha going to Ksharptim Uchtaftim, Sir Lichter Vitfil Mezuzis. Hey, whether you're writing the parash in your tefillin or in your mezuzis, maybe you think you only have to write about the mitzvah. But after the Pasuk says, put it on, it's Savoy, not Kamashon, even at Savoy you have to write. Omalev Yom Luchaman, here you go, like Yav Yudi. The Yom Agabe Soita, he says by Parsha Soita. Where also the Kohen has to write the Megillah and put it into the Mayim Amorim, always Koitiv, Savoy is Eina Koit. He holds there, Yav Yudi holds, you don't write the Tzavoyis by the Megillah of the Soita. So, it means according to Abiyud, you need a Chiddush, that by Tefillin you do. What's the Chiddush? V'asa mudich seh the Kosev as Olay. Over there, by Mikra Soita, it's a Gzeret Kosev, the Kosev as Olay. Only write down the Klolus, what the Soita will get. That's Olay's Eila. Avalhocho, tichsev uchsavtom, but here by Mezuzah, or by Tefillin, it says a Klolus in uchsavtom, hafilu Tzavoyis nami. You should also write the Tzavoyis, it's able to do it. For the Gemara, also times that Yudim is from the Kosav, the Chsiv, the Kosav. Is that the Yudim's Svar, because that's lost in the Kosav? So the Gemara, time of the Yudim is from the Chsiv, always. Always in Tzavoyis, like. It says over there, always, from Shita, by Mezuzah. You don't have to have an extra word like Uchsav Tom, like Chsiv Atama. It could have just said the word the Kosav. It says Uchsav Tom, Chsiv Atama, even this. But what do we need this Rebu for? Even it would have said the word v'kosav, but pshita, it's only by soita, that here the Torah says klor, as for always. Always means only the klorless, and not the tzavoy. But here by mezuzah, it would have just said kosav would also be good. So it's more Allah Yitzchak. Salkot ha'etzach ha'minoch, ne'lach, see the ksivim hi'osim. It would have just said the word v'kosav here by tefillin and mezuzah, I would say learn out, see the hi'ot, just like see the by soita. Mahosam olis in tzavoyis loy, just like when you write down the mikra in the Megillah of a Soita, you only write down the curses and not achieve what you're supposed to do, is apachinami, maybe by tefillin and mezuzah is also the same din. His dafka, the tzavoy is loy, you don't have to write it, because rachmonu chsavtom, hafilu tzavoy, that says loshin chsavtom, means a loshin ksiva, tama, shaganta pasha, you have to write. So the Torah Rashi, the Yom Lachmani, you heard the Yatsrich Lekro on the Rabbi Tzavoyes Lekseva, who needs the Ribui? Have you the? The Shemini Gabi Kseva's Pashis Peter. Mishul Lekseva Beyu Ksav Tom. Here it doesn't say like Ksav Tom or Kseva Tom, a little cross out. The Yom Olet in Tzavoyes Lek, going Vashbi Oysa Akoin. The Yom Rakoin. It's what the Potek says the Koin should do, that you don't have to write in the Megillah. You only have to write the actual curse. And the Shemalhu, the Mashem Yud, Holoik Tiv Mutai, have a Mashem Kule Milsa. See the Kosav, Gokh Lekim Yutu, Lom Rabinum in Ksavtam, and the Gemara, if it wouldn't have said the Ksavtam, I'd learn out of Zemeshova, the Kosav, the Kosav. Tony Rabbi Avadiyam, Kai made the Rover. Vili Maditam, what's the Dosh of the Maditam, She Limud Chotam. That when you're learning or saying Parshas Krishma, you have to Medazik in the Yisrael, say it nicely, Tam. Means she eaten revach ben advekim. Stop between two words that may mix up and sound differently. Like some say, only rav abas, the rav answer back which word, the grain al lubavecha. If you say al lubavecha, you can make the two lamids sound like one lamid. So make a revach stop, al lubavecha, al lubavchem, v'chol lubavecha. There's two lamids, v'chol lubavchem, eisev and besodcha. There's a vase and a vase and a vase, even though a vase and a vase is shreds mix up, but still you should put it al revach. The Yavadatem and Mehera. It's also Mr. Shvehir. It sounds differently. Yavadatem and Mehera. Hakanasem still. It's also Mr. Shvehir. But Rabbi has the pain of faith. You make a Rebach in between. Eschem and Meher. The Nem and the Mem. Omer Reb Chomer Rebbe Chanino. Kol Akira Kriyashma. If you say Kriyashma, Medartik with the Abdiyos Yosef. You're Medartik very much to read it carefully and pronounce every ois nice. Is Mitzanen like Yehenim. Because there you'll have a be matzah you even from Gehenim or cool off Gehenim for you. Shenema v'sforesh shadai melochim. Rakodesh Baruch Hu shadai Eibishto pushed aside the melochim for tishtashlei b'tzalmi. It was snowing in Tzalmi. What does that mean? V'dashen al tikri b'forish and Hashem spreads it out. Ela b'forish means when we're m'farish, we say shadai, we say Hashem's name. Very good. We'll have a school of them. And al tikri b'tzalmon ela b'tzalmon. That means there'll be snowing where, not in Salmon, but in Salmovis in Gehenim. As you're going to make it snow there, or as you'll make it nice and cool in Gehenim. So the truth that you're Mefarish, clone, you say Yadibur, it'll be Masayim. So interesting, the Mashiach says the word Shakai, the Shin Dalet, is always a Lashon in Shmira, that Hashem watches us from Mazikim. That's what it's taught by our Mezuzah, the Ika from the Mezuzah, the Mitzvah of the Raisa, but it's a Mazik, it protects us from the Mazikim. That's why outside the Mezuzah we have the word Shin Dalet Yud always written. Because that's the Shem Hashem, that's to protect us from Mazikim. It says very good to Mashon, that if we use out, the Prophet says here Shakai, by saying Krishma, that means if you use out this Inyan of saying Krishma, the Digduk, the male of the Yebishtu will even be Matthew from the Shmira, not only of Elam Azer, but even the Shmira Elam Abur. It's the same Tzchut with the Shakai, which is the Shmira, will watch you in Elam Abur. How does it watch you there? In Gehenim. That's why it'll be a Kudur for you.
Now the Gemara says, Vaitom, V'yom Rabbi Chomab Rabbi Chaninom, Lomo Nismuchu, Oy Holim V'Necholim. How come it says the Pasha of a Holim next to the Necholim? The pasuk says, "Kanacholim nutuye keganois, alei nohor kaholim nota." Says the meaning of a nachal, which is like a flow of water next to holim, like a tent. So what does tents have to do with necholim, with the flow of water? So Vidashin Loimla comes to teach us that man necholim, just like a nachal, a river, malan esodim mituma letayra. If you go in there, it can be like a mikvah. It's mitayra, you takes off the tuma, you come letayra. Afaholim, the same thing in the other tent. It means a person that learns Torah in the Noyol, that's Malon has Odom, to bring up the person, Mikav Choyvo Lakav Chus, from a Choyvo to be brought up to a Kav of a Chus. Rashi says, and it means a Holim here means a Botim Midrashis, a Holim Loshin Etia, Noifelis Bem, Shinema Vita Ole Tuduya. Skitsen, for learning Torah, that's Malon the person also, Mitum Latara, it's also Malon the person. Alright, we'll stop here.